Connect automatically. No. Again, no, not doing that. Connect automatically. Connected, secured, okay. That should work. I'm going to connect to GameBird. Connect to Bucket. Connect to MixNet. Connect to B2RC. And I'll get a hold of that. So, anyway, we will shut down. First, I'll make sure that... Oh, wait, it's not running. Users. Details. Okay, we'll do something about that. 10 minutes to the top of the hour. Okay, we'll do, we'll get on stream recorder. That should work. So, anyway. And now it's running. Yeah, it's recording in J low energy. Let me point out, I'm going to shut down a mix, start it again. Oh, there, now we've encoded all parts 1, 2, and 3 of Back to Earth. Connection failed, try again. Okay, whatever. You know, why not? And we probably should get the parodies going here. Podcast, show stuff, parodies. Oh, I'll wait for this to get going here. So, options, live broadcasting. So, yeah, since we had Mies University last week, we'll play this. Was it last week? Yeah, it was last week. Actually, no. It was like the week before last. So yeah, 2 weeks ago. But we'll play it anyway. What the heck? What the heck is that? Oh. Wait a second. Hold on. Alright, let's try this. Let's do this.
While you're lobbying for a bailout, which you say cannot wait, I have been digesting Man Economy and State. And even as the USA is running up his charge card, I've been busy reading Murray Rothbard. Quantitative easing and other central banking schemes are the policies endorsed by most of the mainstream. But even though they are still held in high regard, I've been busy reading Murray Rothbard. He told us about the Depression and the Reagan era too. He taught at Brooklyn Polytech, which merged with NYU. The state fails so often, but continues to grow, almost like a tumor, and it adds to our woes. But if you ask me what to do, the answer isn't hard. Just get busy reading Murray Rothbard. He helped found Cato way back when, but that kind of went to hell. Worked for the Mises Institute, founded by Lou Rockwell. So I came to realize that things are dark indeed. An intellectual rebirth is something that we need. And I know just the thing that will put you on your guard. Just keep on reading Murray Rothbard. Keep on reading Murray Rothbard. Keep on reading Murray Rothbard.
A long time ago, we started, you know, kind of for some security, we started putting Michelle's pills in one of these fire boxes, fire safe things, just because we had it, you know, to lock up the pills. And they've been using that, you know, for a while. Michelle just likes the security, like protecting her from herself. Oh, they're locked up in case I get out of hand. Mom has managed to lose the key. And she kept saying, we'll find it, we'll find it. I got down, you know, down there and pulled out all the papers that fell under the table. There's a bunch of wiring underneath there that I need to clean up. I already tried to clean it up once, but there's still, you know. And there's Ethernet cables, because there used to be two computers. Did not find the keys.
In the inside of a strong box, for which no one has the key, there's something that Michelle needs. There's a kitty on the bed that is going to get squozed, yeah. This is almost guaranteed. She says she might lose control, and that's why she says, lock up the pills. Lock up the pills. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now there's a spanner in the works, and they don't know what to do, because they can't open the box. Then they found a laundry bag, yeah, and it had some dirty clothes, but it also had clean socks.